have you been, G?
I've been great. I feel like on a very huge spiritual roller coaster ride. I feel like since the last time I talked to you, and I mean, I had a lot of stuff going on then, but now it's like more, it's actually more like positive though. Like it's really positive. So the last time I talked to you, I just went through, I feel like a really bad spill. And now it's like things have definitely changed. Up until now. So yeah, everything's been good.
Well, sweet. Well, everyone, this is Stone Cold G. That's what she goes by. She does a lot of spiritual work. Gia, if you want to actually elaborate a little bit more of who you are and what you do, go for it. Floor is yours.
Sweet. Well, I am G, also known as your favorite tarot reader. I'm everybody's favorite tarot reader. I also do.
I can vouch.
Yeah. Literally, everybody's like, you're the best. I'm like, thank you. So, let's see. I do. Well, I'm also a witch. So I do like spell working and stuff, but I'm also known as the spirit communicator. A lot of people, you know, call me up and they're like, hey, G. I have like weird stuff going on. Is this spirit? You know, what are they trying to say? And I'm like, all right, let me get my cards out, you know? So I'm that witch literally for, you know, stuff like that. So my Instagram is Stone Cold G Divination. So a lot of my stuff on there, you'll see like tarot cards. I also make oils. I make little charms. I do all kinds of things, you know?
Yeah. So you have your own little small business, and that's awesome. Yes. And then I'll have you give me like all of your information, your handles and stuff like that, and I'll attach everything at the end in the show notes, so
sweet,
that way you get publicity. I've missed you so much though, like for all those of you who didn't know, I practice as well. I'm also a witch. I'm also a tarot card reader, but I'm not as adept as G. She's been doing it for 20 years, right? Something close to that.
Oh gosh, like really, really, really long time. Yeah, about close. It, you know, professionally, probably about like 10 of that is professional. And the rest of the 10 is like baby, just me just trying to figure it out.
See, I'm right. I'm in that category. I am in baby.
You're in baby.
Yeah. So I asked you to prepare like some terrifying like sleep experience type stories or like some sort of freaky ass story. Are you ready for it? Because I have no idea what the hell you're going to say, and I'm quite frankly I'm terrified. I'm sitting here with my fucking my sage and shit, I have incense going. I'm just like I'm not letting this negativity get into my home.
Oh, I'm over here like try me on my end. Oh my god. Like nothing really bothers me anymore, but back then, yeah,
god,
totally stuff would bother me all the time. Actually, just a few nights ago, this is like a super short one. A couple of nights ago, I literally felt like I was sleeping, like dead asleep, and I felt like someone entered the room, but I didn't know like who it was. And I was like, oh my God, is someone like breaking the house? Oh, shit. And I woke up and I was able to shake off the sleep paralysis, surprisingly.
So,
you know, okay, because I know it sometimes like it takes a while to shake it off, but for me, I don't know. I really like I came out of it really quick because I think something was trying to get my energy or something.
Right.
But there was like this kind of like small looking grayish figure, and I'm like, is this an alien? Like, what the hell is this? Literally, the way I got up and shook it off was I just started like yelling at it, like, come on, what the fuck do you want? Like, get out of here. I don't have time for this. Like, I literally was just rambling on, and then it just like disappeared.
Oh god. I mean, I don't know if you've listened to one of my episodes. I covered my sleep paralysis story, and it that's the same thing, except it wasn't a little gray. He was like charcoal black, like pitch black. But then his eyes, or I keep saying his, but it could have been, I don't know, they, them. We're going to go with that. But
don't judge the spirit.
There you go. Exactly. So, but it was like their eyes were even blacker, or like a different tone of black than their skin. It was, I don't know how to, but it was a little, I didn't see this thing. It was just like the image that was imprinted in my brain of me seeing this fucker. Mm-hmm. And it was just there. It was short, and it was like an alien. And that's what I felt. But like I had, so during my sleep paralysis, I managed to actually turn towards where I thought this entity was. And it's like a Hulk push-up to, like, I did a Hulk push-up in my bed and turned and looked. I don't know how I managed to do it, because I was terrified. I felt like this thing wanted to take control over me, or it wanted to have power over me. And like, for me, that has always enraged me. I've always hated something to have like dominance over me. Mm-hmm. So that's what, I don't know. It's like, gave me an adrenaline rush to be able to get it, like, to turn and look. But when I looked, nothing was there. And so that really fucking freaked me out. So the fact that you've seen a little gray, no.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I do have a pretty, like, extraterrestrial kind of vibe already. And one of my guides is, I definitely know, is, like, an ET. And he's like, grays are not cool. Grays are, like, next to demons. So I'm like, I can believe that.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep, I love this, like, because, like, you said that grays are, like, next to demons, or next level of demons, and so my thought process, like, after seeing The Fourth Kind, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie. Okay, so after seeing, like, all the psychology about this person possibly being possessed, and then bringing in the aspect of it being the fourth kind interaction with an extraterrestrial, I came to my own personal conclusion that, like, ET and demonic spirits are kind of one and the same, or they are of the same realm. So that's weird that you bring that up, because that's something that I've thought of and had that thought in the back of my head since I saw that movie, and it just really freaked me out. Fuck.
And I'm here to freak you out again.
Please do, God.
Oh, man. But yeah, so I don't think what I saw was an alien. If anything, it could be just a spirit that was like, hey, you know, I see you. You know what I mean? It could be one of those things. But, you know, it looked like a gray alien. And I'm like, I don't think I would be able to get one of those inside my house. You know, like, I have a pretty strong protection barrier up, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but that was quite interesting. But I remember telling my husband about this, and he started laughing, because he's like, I'm glad I wasn't home, because you would have scared the crap out of me if you started yelling like that.
Oh, like, my God. No,
just imagine just, like, yelling, like, get out of the house, like, come on, are you serious?
Well, see, that was my same mindset whenever I saw the little black extraterrestrial thing. I was just like I was pissed. I was ready to fight for my life. Like, it was weird. It was like, you know, fight or flight. I guess I'm always gonna be fight, because that motherfucker, he was gone, or they were gone as soon as I realized, or I was able to actually gain control of my body again. He bailed out. They bailed out really quick.
Oh yeah. Once, as soon as you show, like, some level of, like, assertiveness, like, spirits are always out. I'm out. I'm bounce, you know. Like, they don't want none of that, you know.
No, like, I've gotten a bad reading before, like a very negative energy from it, and I was like, I literally yelled out, and my boyfriend, he came in, he was like, are you okay? Because I said, you can get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And he comes in here, and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It was just a bad spirit, and I didn't want to deal with them. And he just laughs at me. He was like, I'm just like, okay, I'm the joke. But it was hilarious at the time. I was like, no, get the fuck out of my apartment. Don't want to deal with you. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. But I think, you know, there's there's some funny things that I always notice, and I've done kind of, well, I wouldn't say research, but I've been down like the binging on YouTube about, like, you know, people seeing the hat man, like the hat shadow man.
Oh, fuck you that. Know what I'm is about? That? No, what is that? No, my God.
You don't know?
No, take me down this rabbit hole. No, take me.
You're like, nope, not looking that up, as you slide the laptop over and start looking it up.
So, yo, I have so many tabs open right now. I'm going through, like, what is this?
So, you know, there's a theory that people have either seen or, like, seen this in sleep paralysis, or even have had dreams. I've had both dreams and sleep paralysis with this hatted man shadow figure, and I've actually seen him in different varieties, I guess, of hats.
Oh, fuck no. I have,
but it's, oh, weird as shit.
I'm looking at pictures right now. Oh my God, gee, no.
So if you guys want to look that up.
What the fuck did you do? Like, how, what did you do with this? Like,
okay, so
how did you respond?
Okay, the first time I've actually seen the hatted man was probably in my early, like, well, not early teen years. I think like 15 or 16, maybe. I don't know. It was around that time, right? Mm-hmm. And I was staying the night at my boyfriend's house, which is now my husband. I'm not that kind of girl, everybody, okay? But so we slept in separate rooms, of course, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the room I slept in, like, that room just always gave me the heebie-jeebies. I did not like that room, but, you know, gotta sleep somewhere. So I slept there. And I slept with the light on, and I don't sleep with the light on. Like, I love it to be pitch quiet, mm-hmm. and I love it to be just pure darkness. I know.
No, see, I'm the same way, like, same. Like,
I just want to be, like, just in the darkness, in the quiet, like, I'm good, right? But no, I could never sleep, so I slept with the light on at this place. And one night, I just woke up because I just got really weird, like, just really weird, like, chest pain. And when I woke up, at the foot of my bed was this really tall figure, okay, that had a hat on, and the hat was like pointy at the top, and it had like a wide brim, and he was very thin. So think about it as Slender Man, but with no like white, like, no, he was just pure black. And then he actually, like, leaned forward, but it was like he bent at, like, the hip and leaned forward. It's not like he stepped forward. He just, like, bent, like folded.
Like a full 90 degrees?
Yes. Oh, and, like, right at my face. And I literally was, like, trying my best to scream. I was shaking. I remember I was shaking. And my stomach was, like, really hurting really bad. Now, I'm a very sensitive person, you guys. Like, I know when there's something around. I know when something's about to go down. Like, I know. And, like, I literally was like, what is this? And I was just absolutely terrified. This thing just, I mean, I couldn't even see, no eyes, no nothing. This was just pure shadow black.
Hang on, I'm gonna send you an image. Because I think I see, you said a pointed hat, but this is pretty close, I think. Of what you're describing, because this is fucking terrifying, and I'm gonna use this image in, like, the show notes or something, because this is fucking bad. Okay, continue.
Yes. And it was just like the most scariest thing. And I remember, like, I was trying to scream, and, like, it was just like my throat was closing up, right? Oh. Nothing, like, he wasn't reaching at me. It was just like he was just like inches away from my face, and I was like trying to scream, and I was like, well, you know, worst case in doubt, you guys, just try to scream Jesus, and that works. I was like, Jesus Christ, get away from me.
Oh my God.
So imagine me yelling that in a very heavy, you know, Baptist religious home.
Oh my God.
literally everybody came running and Ethan was like holding on to me and I was like shaking and I was cold. He was like, "You're really cold, are you okay?" And I was like, "No, I'm not okay. There was something in the room."
Mm-mm.
You know, so yeah, that was probably the most, like, as far as coming close to like a spirit. Uh-huh. Well, no, I've had another close spirit like try to get me to in my sleep. Mm-mm. But that one was pretty intense and scary for sure.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was something. So yeah, that was at my, like I said, that was at my husband's parents' house. And that house, like I said, it's a little creepy. That Dude. Room was probably the most creepiest.
I am sweating so bad. You've got me so fucking freaked out. Like, I'm sweating. Oh my god.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't help that around that area, like where they live, is used to be like, who was it? Like, soldiers would go there or will like travel from the Civil through War? There. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My
and,
god.
And a lot of that where that area is too, there was a big, there's actually, and you could still see the house and someone lives in that house. It's like one of the oldest houses in that town and they sold like slaves off the front porch and everything. So it's like, you know, very dark history those lands have, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
Like, it's pretty scary and there's actually like graveyards everywhere, but the thing that no one really knows about except for historic people, mm-hmm. There's a lot of like slave graves everywhere. Okay. And they could be literally like they could be in your backyard and if you don't know what to look out for, they're there. You know, and you could disturb them. So yeah, there was a lot of that around that area too. So it's a pretty dark kind of feel to the land out there. It's pretty, but it has a very dark history.
Where, so is this in Virginia?
No, this is in Tennessee.
Oh, that's in Tennessee. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking because of more of the like Civil War-esque type of history that's surrounding the area. I was thinking it might have been more in Virginia, but shit, in Tennessee?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. there's also like another time, speaking of like Civil War and like, you know, that kind of thing. Well, I remember one night we lived in this house in Alexandria, Tennessee. You guys need to look it up. It's a really old little city.
Oh, I've been there.
And yeah, it's super old. I loved it. It's that old and I loved it, but the history is even like darker there. Like, the house that we lived in was literally like two or three houses away from that house that I told you guys about, where the slave, you know, the slaves were sold. Yeah. And the house that we lived in was built in 1920, I believe. And the church that was beside it was built in 1880.
Shit.
Yeah. So there was a lot of like old homes there. And honestly, like I want to live in another old house. Like, they're my favorite things. But
I bet, because there's a whole bunch of spiritual activity. God. Yeah.
That's why I kind of like the residual, you know, energy of stuff like that, you know, especially if it's just kind of normal. I like that.
Right.
but I mean, if it's like bad, I'm like, no, you got to go. But there's that one night in that house, actually a lot of stuff happened in that house as far as like paranormal experiences and stuff. But in that house, one night there was a really bad storm. And my husband was working a night shift, so he wasn't home. So it's just me and my little puppy at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was storming so bad, like the lightning was just nonstop. And then I woke up. I was like, I didn't know if I was like in kind of a daze, or you know when you wake up and you're in a dream still,
mm-hmm.
but you can't tell whether it's you
real
know it's
or
dreaming
asleep.
Or you're right. real. But I saw like what appeared to be a soldier, like a Confederate soldier, like walk through my bedroom.
That like, out of first and fucking foremost, I would have said that's a fucking nightmare right there. Let me wake my ass up. No,
it even gets better. So he was missing his legs, so he didn't have his legs from his knees down.
So it was a torso up.
Yeah, so he was looking like he was walking, but it was like he was floating, but like half his legs were missing. So it was almost like almost a full apparition that I witnessed. But I would say if I would consider it partial, since he was missing body parts, you know,
right?
Like half his legs and half an arm. I remember that. And so he kind of slowly walked in, and then he kind of stood there, and it looked like he was like scouting like land. You know how people just like look around? That's what he looked like. He was just kind of doing his thing.
Huh.
You know, yeah. And I sat up in my dream. I was like, hey, like, what are you doing here?
Like, my ass is trying to sleep. You looking for the bad guys. They ain't none here. Go.
Yeah. And literally like pay no attention to me. And then I was like, I swear this guy, whatever this is, better not walk to my bed, right?
No,
he just walked through my room and then through the side of the wall and just like exit. It was like he exited my house. So he literally just walked through my house.
Huh. Well, so the thing is, I've done research on, you know, spirit apparitions appearing and then just walking through walls. And from what I found and from other podcasts that I listen to, they say that the reason why they're walking through that specific wall is that that is where a door used to be. And that's from their memory. That's what they know. Like, they're looking around and they don't see what's actually there, except for maybe you. They don't see like the furniture or things like that. They see what was there, and then they see the door, and that's why they end up walking through the quote wall, but it's actually in their memory a door.
Well, that's creepy,
right? So like, I mean, in the past, that home could have had a door right there. It could have been a back or front door or something like that.
That's pretty creepy. I did actually find a boarded up door in that house.
Oh, where did it
and leave? I showed my husband, and he was like, we are not opening that up. And I was like,
good man.
You don't want to know what's on the other side of this? And he goes, hell no, I don't want to know.
I wouldn't either. Fuck. I mean, so I would. Curious. I would, but I wouldn't. Like, I would. I am not mentally or spiritually adept enough to handle what I might find over there. So, like, part of me really wants to open the door, but the other part of me is like, absolutely fucking not. I am not ready to give my soul to something.
Well, you know, based off of where the door was, there was like another room.
Ooh.
So that's what I'm like, where, and it was like a weird looking door too, but there's like a room within two rooms,
mm-hmm.
but it's like walled up everywhere else, you know, so you could only go to that specific little area through that one door that's boarded up. And that was in our bedroom, and of course in my closet. But the funny thing is, I don't remember this door until we moved out. When we moved out, I was like, was this here? There's a little door. And Nathan's like, hell no, we're not opening that up. And I was like, come on. You know, it's funny. My husband was a huge skeptic of like everything, even, you know, to my abilities whenever, until something happened to him at that house.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he's been like, all right,
he's completely on board. He's like, yup, that's just real. I'm gonna have her protect my ass.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, you believe me now? Okay. So now he's like, I'm wearing whatever you want me to wear, whatever bracelets, whatever stones you want me to carry. Whatever stone you want me to throw, I'll throw it. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, he's, you know, he's all about it now. But the way that happens, that's a good paranormal story. I'm going to have to tell you about that, because it's probably one of the most scariest things that I went through at that house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the reason why I do not have bed curtains on my beds no more. And I will never suggest anybody get bed curtains on their beds. because
Now I'm really intrigued, and I am currently looking through my door to see if I have a bed curtain because I can't remember if I do or not. So
I mean, they make your bed like cute, but just to, you know, just in case if you know something happens underneath your bed, like, do you really want to relive a scene from a like a horror movie?
I mean,
up that bed skirt.
I mean, okay, so I've had something similar. I mean, I've had an experience like that. It wasn't paranormal. I thought it was, but it wasn't, because it was my goddamn cat. He was under the bed. He saw me walk by, and he fucking, like, attacked my feet. And I'm just like, what the fuck was that? Like, because it didn't feel like his, it didn't feel like him. That's the thing. Like, it didn't feel like him. So I was like really fucking freaked out. And I was just like, I jumped on the bed and I was like, okay, like, I'm trying to see if the bed curtain was moving or not. It wasn't moving anymore. And so I get down and I lift it up, and sure as shit, there his one eye ass is just fucking chilling. Like, hey, what's up, dad? Yeah, that was me. Sorry. I was just playing. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna skin your ass alive.
Oh my gosh. No. Yeah. I wish my experience was as nice as that was. Oh my gosh.
No, God this, damn.
My experience was pretty scary. And like I said, it's enough to never have that day. I ripped the bed curtain off, and I was like, yeah, we are not doing this never again. I like to have nothing underneath the bed too, like that. It creeps me out when there's something underneath the bed, like nope.
Hey, like, nope. You, I mean, even if they're like, even hypothetically, like if you were to look down there and you have something under your bed, you could easily mistaken that, especially in the dark, as it being something else, so it could freak you out 10 times more. So I definitely understand that. I mean, I have my bow under my bed, but that's it.
I was gonna laugh because I actually have, like, behind my bed I have a tomahawk, and I have I have a giant ass tourmaline stone.
God damn it.
And, you know, in Tennessee, you know, everybody has guns around here, so
you're right. I mean, I'm a terrible shot, so I've lost all of my arrows for my bow, so I'm just like, well, what the fuck am I going to do with it now? Because I can't,
like, you can beat someone up with the bow,
That's true, because it's pretty heavy. It's about, I mean, for a bow, it's about 30 pounds, so.
Yeah.
So I mean, if swinging that motherfucker at somebody, that it would do some damage, I think.
Yeah, it would be enough to stun them, freak them out, be like, "What is that?" But yeah, we always make this joke that it's like, "Well, G's totally fine. You're stupid to break in her house because she got some crazy shit up in there."
That's the truth, though. But I have a question for you. So, and it's something that I've been pondering myself. So in terms of, like, self-manifestation, maybe I'm too naive or uneducated to word this question appropriately. So you remember when I was looking for or trying to find my spirit guide?
Yes.
Okay. And I actually ended up going through with a spell, and it basically told me to chant it three times before you fall asleep, and then your spirit animal or spirit guide would present themselves to you in your dreams.
Okay.
Right. So is that, so I don't know, like, I try not to step on any toes, because and it's not me questioning the practice at all. It's just there have just been so many things that I've seen online, like videos, you know, witch talk is kind of really toxic.
That's
a whole nother fucking sidebar episode that we could go on to.
On my YouTube, I talk about misconceptions of witch talk theories. So I do that actually live. So I get, you know, people's feedback too.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have to join in those. But the question would be, so do you, because I 100% believe that I was able to manifest, not create, but manifest my experience by calling out to my spirit guide. And whether that be from my ability or whether that being a metaphysical ability that we are unaware of, that I was able to actually tap into in order to have that experience. So which do you, the question, and a long exaggerated question, but what do you think that actually was? Do you think that it was just me actually being able to metaphysically connect with something in like another type of energy in order to have that experience? Or was it actually me being able to connect with something in my dreams, or was it just a dream?
So what I'm thinking is, and I'm like going through what I'm feeling too, because like I said, I'm a spirit communicator. So if your guide steps through, then I'm like, all right, I got messages. But what I'm seeing is that, and or hearing, mm-hmm. is that like when you do that, you are leaving, and it's not bad. Like I'm over here, like I'm open. You can ask me anything, like right. no judgment. So like what you can do is you can leave the door open for, you know, those spirits to come through, and that way you can connect with them. And it's totally fine to do so, as long as you know, like your basic protection and stuff like that. You know, for me, I feel like if you were seeking to connect with your spirit guide and you did, then like hell yeah, like that's totally awesome, because a lot of people are like, oh, I want to connect to my spirit guides, but I don't know how. And then you tell them, well, you know, just ask them to come forward, like right. they'll connect with you, you know what I mean? Like spirit guides are pretty, you know, straightforward, you know,
right?
They're very straightforward and easier to connect to. And once you make that connection, you can honestly, like, I like to just use the term, like, just, you can talk to them. You know, people may think you're talking to yourself, but you're actually talking to your spirit guides. Or if you find yourself talking out loud, then mm-hmm. that's like, maybe you're actually channeling, like, to talk to your spirit guide. So yeah, of course you can totally make that connection. Like, yeah, you're totally able to. Anybody can really do that. It's like I said, it's basic protection is what you need when you do that. Because, you know, with some people, if they're not well protected, or mm-hmm. they don't have that, the basic knowledge at least, then other stuff will come in and be like, oh, I'm your spirit guide. And it's like, then you have to kind of decipher, oh, is this really the spirit guide? Because I'm getting off vibes. You right. know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I always say that, like, us as human beings, we actually do have like a built spirit detector. I feel like a lot of people can actually feel when there's something around, and then there's people that don't feel like anything is around at all. They are normally like their psyche and everything is closed. Mm-hmm. But when you get people that are more sensitive, it's like we have that. It's like we have that detector, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, you kind of know whether it's like a true spirit, or is it like something trying to trick you,
right.
you know? Uh-huh. Was it a positive experience that you had?
So it was actually very, very positive. And you know, it was a very specific,
it was pretty straightforward, right?
Right. It was very straightforward. And then the actual practice that I did was something that I ended up creating myself and writing out myself, and then chanting. So this is going to piggyback off of the last question, because I'm trying to make connections with like what we consider reality and then what we consider to be metaphysical, so such as mm-hmm. you know, being able to be adept in sensing spirits or sensing extraterrestrials that don't want to be seen, like through sleep paralysis, you know. So yeah. I'm trying to make all those types of connections. So what you're saying is that with us being able to have these, I'm trying to think of a word that doesn't sound so cliche, like gifts or anything like that. But basically our capabilities of being able to make these connections, mm-hmm. are real, and it's not something that we happen to conjure up and be what a normal, and when I say normal, I mean someone who doesn't practice witchcraft or anything like that. So normal people, what they consider to be dreams are just that, dreams, right? So that's what you're saying, is that these are real interactions and these are actual inhabitants in a way.
Yeah, I think when it comes to, like, I feel like sleep paralysis, mm-hmm. I feel like those are, it's not, some people may be seeing demons. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
God, but damn it. Shut up. No.
But I will say this, that most of the time it is just shadow people or extraterrestrials that are walking through, and their energy is just so intense. You feel it, you know, you feel it and your body is like, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna lay here and you're not gonna move, you know?
All right. The next time I have fucking sleep paralysis, I'm literally gonna fucking lay there and I'm gonna project my intentions and I'm gonna say, look, I know you're here. Just let me know you're not harmful. And when mm-hmm. we can go about our business, like, I am fine with you being here. Just let me know you're not going to fucking hurt me, my boyfriend, or my cat.
Yeah. And I mean, I think if it bothers you that much, it is okay to tell them, like, no, like, you're not welcome here. Like, go somewhere else. Go away. We'll like, you that. Can tell them to go away. Like, that's totally fine. Because normally those kind of spirits that kind of linger on, like, they're looking for something, or they walking through it and they're like, I'm gone anyways, like, bye, like, you know what I mean?
Right. So my sleep experience by contacting my spirit guide, that was a super positive one.
Okay, good.
It was super, super great. I mean, it's been maybe a year or so, maybe a little less than a year since that actually happened. His name mm-hmm. is Kit. He is actually a black stallion with a single white diamond shape on his forehead with white eyes. He's really mm-hmm. cool. I haven't talked to him in a while. You know, we've just been super busy, but I find it fascinating that they're not, you know, just what others consider to be just dreams, you know, that these are, you know, real interactions and things. And I don't know, like, so, and I'm not speaking, like, it's hard to differentiate between, like, you having what's like having a nightmare or having a dream that has absolutely no connection to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then having something that you purposefully conjured. Does that make sense? Like, I conjured that interaction with my spirit guide, and that was awesome. Yeah. Like, I woke up freaked the fuck out. That's a story that I haven't told you guys yet on here. But like, for example, I have end of the world dreams all of the time.
Yeah.
And so trying to differentiate, you know, whether I'm clairvoyant and I'm seeing the future, or, you know, seeing having those interactions with things that I purposefully created. So it's tough. It's such a realm of uncertainty, and there are so many questions, and I wish there was more information on these types of things, because this is stuff that I've been wanting to cover and get into, mm-hmm. because I really wanted to get into mm-hmm. like astral projection and being able to control that and actually do it on purpose. Like, I follow this Reddit page, and like, there are so many practitioners that do it on a nightly basis, and I'm just like,
I don't know how they do that.
I'm like, what?
It stresses me out and it wears me out. Like, I've only done it a few times, mm-hmm. and that was by accident. You know what I mean?
Like, see, like, I
don't, and I'm I don't... like, I have no desire to do it.
So, like, for me, the repercussions of, I think my repercussions, and I don't know if this is an actual thing because I haven't done enough research on astral projection, but my ass would probably go to another realm and not be able to make it back to my body, and therefore I just fucking cease to exist.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that would be my luck.
That's always like, really, Yeah, that's always like the really scary thing. Like I said, I've only done it like a few times, and it's been purely accidental. Like I had no idea why it happened, you know, and you find yourself like somewhere and you're like, where the fuck am I?
Right.
You know, like I always get there's one like reoccurring dream that I would get, and it was always like me somehow like in prehistoric times. And
oh, I remember you telling me about this one. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And it's literally like a fucking acid trip too, because you're like, am I amongst the dinosaurs? Like, where is this? You know what I mean? And you're like just walking around, and then next thing you know, you're like running from a T-Rex, you know, like, you know, and you know, you haven't watched Jurassic Park like the night before, like, you know, that's not it.
That was where I was going to take this was like, did you watch Jurassic Park before you fucking went to sleep?
No. No, but like those always are kind of like acid trip. And then normally how it works, it's like I said, it's like an acid trip. I've never done acid, but I've watched enough videos that, you know, whatever they comprehend acid is, I'm like, well, I have experienced that and I haven't even took acid, so that must be what it is. But it's one of those where like everything would just look so weird, like whenever you're traveling, it would just look so weird, and then bam, you're there. So I'm like, I don't know how that works.
Oh my god,
it's creepy. And you know, I remember I got out of that I'm gonna call it the Jurassic dream, I got out of it by traveling through a waterfall.
What?
And I'm like, what the hell was that? Like, literally. And then the next day, like when I wake up, I literally feel so drained, so tired. Like you've been running everywhere. Like that's how you know.
Right. Yeah.
You've had those kind of dreams. It's crazy. Lucid dreaming is probably like my favorite to do. If I can get to do it, I try to. Like sometimes I'm aware in my dreams and I'm like, all right, this is where I gotta get mad, you know, because every time I get mad in my dream, like it happens.
You're able to take control of that experience or that dream, right?
Yes.
I think I've had experiences where I've been able to lucid dream, but I can't remember any of them, and that's what sucks. It's just like I'll wake up and I'll have this recollection of me being in control of whatever was happening while I was asleep, but then every single detail is gone. Like normally I have such vivid and detailed dreams and nightmares to where like I could actually, like if there was the capability of actually like connecting a cord to your fucking head, connecting that to a screen or a projector, and then projecting it onto the screen or a surface, like it would be so detailed, so like, this would be like a picturesque, and I don't know how else to put it. Like, it's just, it's so bizarre that I'll have all these super in-depth dreams, and then the ones that I know I was in control of, I have no recollection whatsoever.
Yeah, that's interesting. Huh. See, for me, it's the opposite. Like, I'll remember those, and then some that I know that I need to remember, I'm like, God dang it, you know, like, what happened? What happened, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's yeah, dreams are definitely something. I'd like to say like I dream most like every night. I ask my husband if he dreams, and he goes, not really, you know, and sometimes he does, but you know, I can hear him like barely like talking in his sleep, and I'm like, all right, he's working. Like I can tell like he's at work by things that he says.
Right.
So exactly. He's literally working in his sleep. And I'm like, wake up. You need to actually go to sleep, not work.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Casey has the same thing. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. He actually just texted me a picture of a gorgeous cat because we're looking to adopt. And I'm just like, Stop, you son of a bitch. Stop it. Because first and foremost, yeah, I know. Like first and foremost, like, we don't know how Alistair is going to react to another cat. I mean, he was raised with a dog. So, and then before that, he was raised on a farm. But, he was just a kitten on the farm. And then he was probably one or two when I finally got him. And I've had him ever since. But, oh, my God. Okay, I got to leave you alone. Casey Skyler, leave me the fuck alone. like, this cat is gorgeous. I'll have to send it to you later. But oh my god. Aww. Anyway, that's a sidebar. I'm still fucking sweating, and it's not even hot in this apartment.
I know. I turned my air conditioner on because I knew it was gonna get so hot. Anytime I talk about spirit, it normally warms me up. So I'm like, all right.
Oh my god.
I don't sweat or anything, but I know I get warm. Now, reading tarot, if I had like five people back to back, yeah, I start sweating.
Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't done back to back to back, but actually I have. Gee, okay, god. Should I tell you this story or should I save it for another time? Because I can make it short, but yeah, I'll make it short. Okay. So, okay. And for you listeners, like, you guys can get a little insight of me as well. So I'm not flexing or anything. I'm not bragging, but I was very proud of this moment. So Casey and I went to go see his family a couple months ago, and there was a bunch of drama going on within the family. And I happened to just bring my cards with me, and Casey ends up narking on me and tells the family, hey, you guys want your cards read? Logan has his deck with him. And I just look at him like, you son of a bitch. And because I was so nervous because there was just so much tension in the family, because some couples had split up, and but they're both all still there. And I'm just like, god,
oh,
damn
gosh,
it. I don't want to go into any details, like specific details, but like I did his sister, and it basically said that one of her relationships was going to end, and if she actually went with the decision to end the relationship, she was actually going to find her true love. She ended the relationship, and she is now with a guy who is, like, they are so cute together, and I mean, we live so far away from each other that it's hard to keep in contact in terms of, like, how well they're actually doing. But from what they just took, like, a family photo, because she has a son, and the guy, he is just super awesome. I they're in love. I can just fucking see it. Anyway. So I'm moving on to the mother. I made her cry because it was such a positive reading. It was saying that you are the matriarch and that you are loved from all aspects of your family. And then I moved to her, to Casey's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. I was like, I'll shuffle the deck, but I want you to cut it. And then I want you to flip the cards that are on top. Look, I am not adept enough in sleight of hand magic or anything like that. Never even practiced it in my fucking life, so there's no way I could have done that. No way I could have. I don't know how. I'm not smart enough to memorize the entire fucking deck of like every single card in my deck, you know. So like, yeah. I was like, I want you to I'll shuffle, you cut the deck however many times you want, and then you pull the cards from the top. He says okay. He goes and he does this. And I shit you not, my jaw dropped, his sister's jaw dropped, his jaw dropped, his mother's jaw, everyone in the fucking room.
Oh my god.
everyone knew what the fucking card meant and was talking about without me even saying anything. And he just looks at me, he was like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? And I was like, he wasn't like, he was kind of like a little defensive, and he wasn't like directing that at me. He was just like, in general, like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? And I'm like, I just look at it and I'm like, dude, just don't get mad.
Every tarot reader says, don't get mad.
And I'm like, I'm being serious.
It's gonna be tea.
So Casey at this point is fucking floored. He is almost on the ground laughing his ass off because I got him his own deck, but it's a different deck than the one I practice. But he has seen me read cards enough to know like what my cards mean. And so he sees this card and he is dying. He is fucking laughing his ass off, like uncontrollably. Like he's having his face is red. He's having a hard time catching his breath. And I'm like, okay, dude. I'm like, this card here says that you have responsibilities and you aren't taking care of them. I'm not going to give details as to, you know, what those
Oh God, were. That's awful.
And I'm just like, I'm sweating again. Like, I haven't stopped. I'm disgusting. I'm gonna have to shower after this. While doing this reading, I was so scared. I was like, I'm gonna get punched in the fucking face. I'm not gonna be allowed to come back over to, you know, family gatherings anymore.
Sometimes, you know, when you say it like that, it opens their eyes and they're like, wow, if these cards actually say it, you know, maybe I am avoiding, you know.
Yeah. Avoiding,
you know.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. So I told him that I wanted him to cut the deck and I wanted him to draw the cards. I'll have to tell you off of the air because that's too personal. But I will definitely tell you. Oh my God. I just remembered that one key point why that was so epic and specific.
You're going to have to tell me that later. Oh my God.
It was bad. Okay. So moving past this fucking story, God, So my goal has actually been for me to have longer episodes that I average like roughly 20 minutes per episode. And we've gone on for a little, maybe 40 minutes and I'm fucking here for it. I love it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm over here like, I'm ready. I definitely want to tell you the story about the bed skirt thing for sure.
Yeah, so we were going on about it earlier and then we kind of stepped off of it from it. So yes, we can go back to it now.
All right. So this is the story on why I do not have bed curtains anymore. And the day it happened, I got rid of the bed curtains, but this story continued on past the day of getting rid of the bed curtains. So that's when you know it's a good one. And this does definitely have a lot to do with sleep paralysis and really intense, scary dreams that I had.
Ooh, yes.
And the dreams that I had, actually, the next morning, I had markings on me.
Sorry, I was cracking open.
No, you're fine. So my mother-in-law bought us these they're pretty dream catchers, but I don't like to get like Native American things because obviously I'm not Native American and I highly respect the Native Americans. Right. You don't fuck with the Native Americans because
or their spirituality.
In my book, even though like my husband, he actually has Native American blood in him. And when you look at him, you can tell, like, you know, but I'm over here. Like, I don't mess with the people stuff. Like I believe in what they do. You know, my neighbor, she was also Native American as well. Mm. That was really funny. Cause I was like surrounded by Native American people at that time. Okay. But my mother-in-law, so she got us these two really beautiful dream catchers. One had tanned skin on them, like tanned animal skin, and it had a beautiful like painting painted on there. So one was like a woman with a rainbow and like a waterfall with some animals, and then the other one was like this man. He had like this was it antler, and he was like holding it up like, yeah, I got an antler, you know what I mean, like that kind of power stance.
Yeah.
So I just, when we received these, I just got weird vibes off of these. And she got these secondhand through like, you know, eBay or whatever, and she just liked them and she's like, oh, I'm gonna give these to Ethan for a gift. That's my husband. Mm-hmm. And you know, we just never put them up, and one day he's like, hey, we need to put them up, they've just been sitting in the back porch like forever. I'm like, yeah, let's not put them up. Like I just kept saying I don't want to hang them up, like I just get weird feelings. And he at this time did not really believe or like really care about that, you know what I mean, like he was just like, that's weird, like why are you saying that.
Right.
Well, we hang them up, and after we hang them up, I remember sitting there, we hang them up in one room, like the guest room, of course we hang it up in the guest room because I'm like, I don't want to see this thing.
Right.
I don't want to see these. And I remember just looking up at him after he hung them up, and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, this doesn't feel right. Like, I don't feel good. This doesn't feel right. I just getting weird vibes from these things. And he goes,
okay.
Oh, you're crazy. That was the big thing. You're crazy, G.
Oh, so like, super supportive. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. You know, well, About 3 months go by, and my dog, which was a puppy at the time, was barking. It was a beautiful sunshiny day. My dog was barking at the door, and I can clearly see there's no one there. Like, the door was a beautiful crystal, like, door that had a beautiful, like, floral design on it through the crystal. It's awesome. And, you know, I had the windows open. She was barking like there was someone on the porch. Well, I was like, Abby, there's no one there. So I opened up the door to show her there was no one there. So I'm like, look, there's no one there. And I held the door open and I turned my back and I closed it. But I felt an energetic, like, goo-ish kind of energy, just like slime right through me. You know what I mean? Like, it was just that weird, nasty feeling. And I was like, oh God, something came into the house. Okay. Gee. After this incident, it was bad. After this incident, things started progressing. And
my fucking God.
And again, my husband did not believe me. The only place I actually felt safe in the house was the kitchen, and I wouldn't really go anywhere else in the house. So I was literally like,
it fucked you up that bad.
It messed me up that bad. I would feel my hair being pulled. I would feel constantly being watched. Now, my husband, like I said, he worked a second or a third shift. I think it's like that night shift, right? So, like, right, he was mostly either sleeping.
Early, yeah.
Yeah. So he's like sleeping when all this is happening most of the time. But like at night, it was really bad. Like, I could barely sleep at night. But like showers, I would take like a minute showers, because that was the worst part, you know, like you constantly felt like
something
feeling
was going to fucking get you in the shower.
Oh no, like there was something in the shower with me. Like, it was like that every single day. I hated it. I did not like it. It was awful. You know, the days that I worked, like, was like, to me, even though work was hell because I worked retail, I prefer to be at work than at home, you know?
Okay, so you worked retail, and you would have much rather had been at fucking work than at being at home. That says something. That really, really says something about what was going on in your home. Oh my God.
Yeah, and it would get really intense if I had to like change clothes too. So I rapidly like change clothes. Like, it was bad. I felt like I was just constantly just being hounded.
Do you think it was gross? I don't mean to interrupt you. But so you feel like you're being intruded on when you're most vulnerable, like in the shower and when you're changing. Yes. So you think that it's like a sexual type of entity?
Yes. And I think what happened was those dream catcher thingies, I think what happens is if you know the background of dream catchers, and you will probably not want dream catchers after this, so go ahead and listeners, go ahead and take those dream catchers down, because I'm about to ruin it for you. So, you know, dream catchers, people say they catch dreams, they catch nightmares or whatever. Yep. Not from what I saw. Okay. So, what I saw, those dream catchers actually, harvested energy. Okay. So think of it as they harvest energy through your sleep. That is becoming a beacon of light to attract all kinds of spirits. Okay, so there you go, because I visually was seeing that, and that's how I knew we had to get rid of those things when it came time to get rid of those. God. And I think my grandmother's deceased, right? And my grandmother's spirit came through because she knew I couldn't take it anymore at one point, and she showed me that. So just saying, okay, you guys.
I'm glad I don't have one. I had one when I was little, and I remember that I actually had more nightmares than I did prior to me having one. And that was when I was little. That's fucked up. That's
every time I have, we had one where in the house that I, we're going to have to talk about that in another podcast. The house that I lived in was creepy as fuck. Well, anyways, when I grew up in, but this was the one that I lived in Alexandria. So before my grandmother stepped through and showed me everything, you know, I was getting just horrible, horrible dreams. One dream, I saw a man. He was probably in his 40s, 50s. And he had overalls on. He was kind of really gross looking, to be honest.
Okay.
He had one of the little thingies, the overall clip thingies down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so, yeah. One of the straps?
Yeah, he had no shirt on, no shoes on. His feet were really dirty. And he just had this creepy look. And he would just, like, shake and laugh in the corner.
Shake? Like...
He would shake his shoulders up and down. So I think maybe he was, like... I don't know, like he just didn't look right, you know, right. What I mean,
okay,
like he just didn't look like, oh, that's just not, no, there was something different about this guy. So I would have like a dream like that, and he would like shuffle closer and closer to me, and I'm like, what the hell? And I would wake up before he gets close to me. Oh. Like close enough. And I felt like that was the spirit that was constantly like harassing me. Then other things, I think it wasn't like this spirit showed different forms. So there was that. And other form that I saw was this really old, I don't know, man or woman, I couldn't tell because it was old face. And it's like, this was when I had like another dream within a dream. Remember I was talking about that?
Ooh.
I had a lot of those. Ah. So even the guy that I saw was one of those. So I had a lot of those. Thank God I didn't really have a lot of sleep paralysis there at that house. But I had a lot of dream within a dream. But the one that really creeped me out the most was having this really old person hover above me. And they had really long, like, fingernails, and their skin was, like, gray. And it was, like, a misty black mist that was coming off of them. And I was laying in bed, and I was, like, couldn't move in my dream, right? And they were scratching my face.
Gee, oh, nails. My God. Like, okay, so...
I woke up, hang on, and what? I had scratches on my face.
Gee, oh,
and I had
God.
No nails. Like I was a chronic, like don't judge, but I was a chronic nail biter. I had no nails to do that, and my puppy was not even big enough to get on the bed. So, like, how the hell did I end up all these scratches on my face? Like I had a really long scratch coming from, like, I remember my right eye underneath my right eye, like down to my chin.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And that was the thing, is I felt like it was trying to get my eyes because I could see everything. So I don't know.
I would have sent that motherfucker back to the pits of hell.
No. Yeah. Well, at this point I didn't know about, protection and stuff. So that I didn't practice because, you know, the Bible says then you're not supposed to practice, you know? So right, I try to be that person. So I didn't practice, and that's what happened. So there you go, folks, you know, you're going to get fucked if you believe that way. But another instance that I found was that whatever this thing was feeding off of my husband's energy. So one day, when I was waking up, I felt like if the room was really cold, and I woke up and I looked over and something was hovering over my husband. It was like sucking his life force out of his mouth, you know, like it wasn't mouth to mouth. So they weren't making out or anything, but
right. It
like,
was
this
kind
was
of
like
a succubus or incubus kind of thing.
Yeah. But it was like over his mouth, and you can just see like light coming from my husband. And he was like, whatever this was eating like his life force.
Or like a Dementor.
Yes. It was like exactly like that. Oh. And then I literally was like trying to shake my husband. My husband would not wake up. I literally had to like slap him. And he was like, oh, like, ow, what do you want? Like, it was so funny, but it was bad at the same time.
He wakes up like, this crazy bitch just fucking slapped me. What did I do? I was asleep. Fuck.
Yeah, he was just like, what, you know, like, he was still in a daze, and he's like, I don't feel very good. I was like, well, yeah, you don't feel very good, because there's something hovering over you, trying to get your life force, you know, so stuff like that was happening. Mm-hmm. But... So I would have dreams like that, and I would see stuff like that in that house. Another thing that happened, and let's get to the bed skirt story here.
We've put this off so long. How did that happen?
because this isn't the best part, but this is the where we couldn't really take much more of this, because before this happened, stuff was being thrown at night in our room. Like, I would put my dog's bones on the dresser and they literally would fly so hard across the room and leave a dent in the wall, like someone threw it. And
it might not sound like I'm listening because I'm not responding to everything, but it's because I'm in shock. Like, I'm being serious.
No, I know. This is going to be a little scary.
Oh, you're like, I fucking know. This was epic. Like, you have I completely fucking understand your shock.
Yeah. And we would have stuff like in the kitchen go like bang, like really loud bangs. And then we would have like, it would be like someone took one of the cabinet doors and just slammed it open and slammed it shut. Like, we had stuff like that going on in the house. We had a blood curling scream happen in the house.
Goddamn.
And it wasn't me or my husband. We have no kids. We had no one over. Mm-hmm. You know, we got so concerned, we actually looked outside the house because we're like, maybe it happened outside. No, happened inside because we couldn't find it.
Fuck.
What was another thing that happened? The stuff being thrown was pretty disturbing, to be honest, because especially when that was happening in the bedroom when we were sleeping, you know, it's that right there was disturbing. My husband started kind of figuring out things was happening because after, like I said, the instance with him, he was working out in our shed and a weight fell over by itself off of a weight tree. And if you know what a weight tree is, this little stand that has prongs. Mm-hmm. And you put weights on there. Well, in mid bench, he said, I held it open because I felt cold and it was like a hot summer day. And he said he saw the 5-pound weight like slide off of it. And this is when like no one's moving. He goes, I wasn't moving.
Oh, hang on. So is this one of the weight trees that it, so the actual bar that the weights are resting on? Is kind of at like a diagonal angle upward?
No.
So it was a horizontal bar. So
yes. Yes. Okay. It was a horizontal bar.
Okay.
And it just like, it was like shifting, like to slide over. And he goes, it did it 3 times. And he goes, I racked it and I unracked my weights. And I said, nope, I'm done. So that was the calling point right there.
Well, shit. Imagine him, you know, benching and whatever spirit or entity it was really wanted to hurt him. Well, what if the spirit happened to be actually being able to manifest its strength well enough to where it could push the weight back down onto his chest and he'd be fucking stuck there?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I would have been fucking done with it too. I was like, nope, good decision. Yeah. Yep, get the fuck out.
And another thing is, if you feel like you're experiencing this kind of activity, and you're either getting tired, you feel like you're getting tired and you take naps and you're not someone that does that, that is most likely an entity trying to take your energy, because that's what was happening to my husband, is that he wanted to take naps constantly. And he's a very energetic person.
Okay.
You know, like he's a very energetic person. And it really concerned me when he wanted to take naps all the time. Well, now we're going back to, so that's the activity that we were experiencing. I'm sorry, I had to tell you guys that too, because it leads to this was the final straw for me.
Okay.
So, you know, change clothes because I'm getting ready to walk my puppy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, the room got ice cold. And again, it gets hot here in Tennessee in the summer. Yeah, it's hot and it's humid. It does not get cold. And it was just got so freezing cold around me. And Abby was like whimpering, and then she started growling, and then she started like barking. And this is a puppy, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm like, she's not acting like a puppy. Like, what the hell is going on? And I'm like, what is it, Abby? What is it, Abby? And then she turned around, looked at me, and I swear to God, she it's like someone pulled her hind legs behind her and dragged her underneath the bed. And I saw no one did this. This was like an, like, you know, the Invisible Man. That's what it felt like. Someone just like grabbed her and she's just like flat out on her belly and her arms are out, pulled her underneath the bed. And then I was so shocked and like scared because I didn't know what the hell I just witnessed. And I was also scared that something happened to my puppy. Oh my God.
Get her. Get the puppy. Get Abby. Go fucking get her. God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I know. And so just imagine being in that state. And then I'm like, Abby, are you okay? I'm like, Abby, please make a noise. Like,
don't tell me she cries. Oh my God.
I'm like, there. No, it was silent. It was just silent. And that bothered me the most.
Yeah.
So I'm like going slowly on my knees, bending over, and I go to lift up the skirt, and Abby's just like shaking. I see Abby just shaking underneath the bed. Like, I only see her because, again, I just never liked putting stuff underneath the bed. Mm-hmm. So I knew where to see her, but I could see her, but it was like pitch black underneath the bed. So I was like scared to even reach in, you know, for her. But I was like, I started just yelling out, like, you know, I was like yelling out, like, I remember, in the name of Jesus Christ, like, I rebuke you, get the hell out of my house, you're not welcome here. So I'm like yelling that as I'm reaching underneath Abby, or underneath the bed for Abby. And so I got her out, I held her close to me, and I literally held open a door, and I could care less if anybody hears me, but I was like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, I was yelling. And then I felt this gust of wind like rush past me out the door. So it got out.
It got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
It knew what you were going to be capable of.
Yeah. So after I experienced that, I was like, I have some sort of power. I need to figure out what, you know, how can I keep this thing out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that right there was what the straw that broke the camel's back. It was horrifying. And that was an actual experience. Like, I can't make that up. When I told Ethan that, he was like so shocked that that happened to me. I was shaking the whole day.
I believe and it.
He was like, we got to get rid of this. We can't do this no more. So, you know, he did this on Valentine's Day. He actually did a blessing of the house. And he said that something like a gust of air shot from the bottom of his feet through like the top of his head and through like the roof. That's how he felt. So he definitely got it out of our house. And he said, I took the things out and I put them outside, away, far away from the house, you know. And he even told his parents about it. And his parents actually believed us, surprisingly. I was like, what? Your parents believe us?
Wow.
I thought like that doesn't exist in their books, you know what I mean? Because they're super, you know, skeptical religious. About stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they were like, no. And I was like, well, it's coming from these things. And she goes, I shouldn't have gave you those. When I got them, I thought, you know, they're pretty and all, but they had a weird energy to them. I was like, well, yeah, you should have not gave us them then. You know, like, what? You gave us these things. And so she even felt like the things, you know, were the cause of it, right?
Right.
So yeah, ended up that entity went next door to my neighbor's house, the Native American, and she was walking her two little Yorkies, and she was like, gee, come over here, because I caught her outside. I was like working in the bushes or whatever, because I had really nice roses at that place. And she's like, there's this weird black blob in my house. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I know immediately what she was talking about. She goes, and it's just like creepy. And she goes, and another like weird thing happened. So she came home and she said no one calls her house phone, right? No one really knows her house phone number. She only has that as for emergency uses only, you know. But when she stepped through, you know, her back door into the house, the house phone started ringing, and she picked it up, and she said it was really staticky, but she heard something like mumbling, and she's like, hello, who is this? And then this is going to give me chills. She heard this like really like screaming kind of voice, and it screamed her name like Teresa, like that, like really gargoyle-y.
I seriously got chills. I'm and not it said fucking
her,
kidding.
This is the thing that really scared her, is it said her last name too. And she has like a weird last name. It's a Perwin. And it said that too in the same tone. And she just like slammed that. She goes, I slept with all the lights on. I was like, what the hell? I'm lighting sage in this place. I'm like, get the hell out of my house, you know? So she taught me the basics of like, you know, smudging and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, she gave me sage. So that's like, to learn that from like a Native American was really, you know, I like that. That was really fun. And also, you know, that's like, to me, I'm like, oh, you know, to actually learn that from a Native American, that's pretty cool, you know, how to like correctly smudge and get like negative like energy spirits out yeah. like that.
That's awesome. You got a personal invitation to do that. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, witch talk can come after me if they want to, you know, but I would say this, she did say that anyone could do it. So the lady, she cleansed her space. She called a paranormal group, and the paranormal group did confirm that there is definitely, and like, there was definitely another person. It was like a family, actually, a paranormal investigator family. So two of them were psychics, and one of them actually said, do you know that you're like, you have really sensitive abilities? Like, you can do a lot with what you got. And I'm like, oh, really? And I looked over to my husband. I'm like, see, I'm not crazy.
See, bitch, I know what I've been saying is true.
Yeah. And then one lady, she described the spirit that came up to her. Mm-hmm. And it was the overall guy. And I literally, my mouth dropped when she was talking about him. She's like, there's this guy, he looks kind of weird. He has no shirt on. He's wearing overalls. And I was like, oh my God, that's the creepy guy. I don't like him. And she's like, yeah, he's not right in the head. Like, there's definitely something wrong. I don't think he's mentally all there.
Like, maybe autistic or?
Yes. Yeah, I think he was like autistic and he's not there. And then she goes, he's telling me his name is Rod. I was like, Rod? Like Rodney? She's like, he just said Rod. And I'm like, oh, yeah, very funny. Okay. You know, like, it was just weird. Like, you know, to have a spirit say my name is Rod, like, that's kind of weird, but okay.
Yeah.
And she said that he definitely had, like, someone take care of him. So she's like, he definitely has something, you know, because he had a caretaker. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And then he likes to play like mysterious, like not mysterious. He's very mischievous and likes to play games with people, like mess with people. So she's like, I don't like this one. I'm like, I never liked this one. Keep that thing away from me. You know, I'm like, cause that I'm pretty sure that was the peeping Tom energy, like the whole time, you know?
Oh no.
And so paranormal group does their thing. We're outside with my friend Teresa. She has one of her friends over, and it's me and my husband. So we're outside, we're talking, and she's like, you know, I know I have another ghost in there. And I was like, yeah, the little ghost girl. And she looked at me and she goes, how the hell do you know all these things? And I was like, there's a little ghost girl in your house. I thought you already knew because she looked like pretty chill, you know? And she goes, tell me when you see these things. You know, and honestly,
so I can get them the fuck out.
Yeah. And honestly, like the ghost girl I had no problem with, and she was very nice. You know, I actually ended up moving her on later.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. She there's the reason why she stayed at that house. And once my neighbor did the renovations to make the house safer, the flooring safer, because she kept telling me that she was protecting or making sure Teresa was safe. And after she was doing the renovations, you know, I saw her in kind of one of those dream things again I told you about.
Right.
And I talked to her and she goes, tell Teresa she's safe and my time is over being here, you know, in this realm. And I'm like, so are you going? She's like, yes, I'm going. So you won't hear from me anymore. And I was like, are you going to be okay? Where are you going? She goes, yeah, I'm going to the light. And then she turned into this little light ball and just flew out the window. And I was like, all right, I guess I just moved her on, you know, because they don't do that without having to tell someone like, this is it, you know, like, you can't just move on people and be like, all right, move on. No, they have to, you have to communicate, and that's how you move them on. That's how I knew. I was like, okay, she's gone. She actually, that little ghost girl was trying to hold back that spirit from attacking Teresa multiple times. They got that in the footage, and I'll tell you about the footage here in a second.
Do you have
they got a lot of footage, and we heard a lot of the footage already. And they were like, we're going to put this all together and we'll send it to you if you want a copy. My neighbor was like, no way. And I go, I want a copy.
Do you have it? Do you still have it?
No, because this is what happened. Are you ready? No, the worst thing happened. Okay. So they removed the energy off of that, off of the properties. The psychics did that. Uh-huh. And when they were driving home on the interstate, they drove together in like a van, right? Okay. And when they were driving home, one of them said, and this was told by one of Teresa's friends, because we never got a call back. We never heard back from these people. And we actually got concerned. So Teresa's like, all right, I'm gonna get a hold of someone that knows them, you know, that, you know, they reached out.
Oh my to God, them tell for, me they didn't for have us. An accident.
And they said, no, it's okay. Worse. One of the psychics felt the presence of that energy, and that energy showed its true form, and it was very demonic. From what the lady said, it was a very black, demonic looking creature, and it wanted to go home with them and terrorize them. And so they pulled over on the side of the interstate. They all had to hold hands and do like a ritual to release it out into the woods. Like they had to
remove it. What the fuck? Don't send that shit out into the goddamn world. Fuck no.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, they scattered bits and pieces of it energetically into the woods on the side of the interstate. So okay. I would not want to walk on the side of the interstate anyway.
I wonder, I seriously wonder how many accidents have happened in that area.
Oh, probably a lot. Because, oh you know, God. The interstate that they travel, there's a lot of accidents that happen around there anyway. So I can only imagine
did they not think about that?
No, they just needed, from what they said, this lady said they needed to get rid of it, and they needed to get rid of it like right then and there, because it was gonna do something bad.
It was gonna actually cause them to get into an accident or something.
Yeah. So that's why they did that. And then when they got into the car, they went home, they went to review all, you know, the evidence. Everything was like crashed. And just like, you know, when they went to playback feedback, it just, with all the recordings, looked like it was just erased. There's like stuff on there, but it wouldn't play.
Gee, oh my
God. But it played, they played us all the stuff. Like I heard it. Like I heard the noises.
Prior to them leaving, you heard.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God.
And then for them to be like, it's all like gone.
So do they have a website or anything like that? Did you get any of their contact information?
No, I was so freaked out.
I mean, I bet, and I don't doubt, and I don't blame you for not getting it. Wish, but at the same time, I would have been like,
I wish I should have. I was so freaked out. This happened when I was like 21 years old.
Damn. Because like, I was thinking like, fuck, okay, well, you know, what if they're actually using this somewhere, or they put it somewhere, like hypothetically they weren't being honest with you and they didn't have to go through that entire process.
Oh, I would love to hear I wish I had it and I would share it with you, because it was the things that they were getting was like weird breathing and weird noises and growls.
God damn it.
Yeah, because a lot of it was not like coherent sentences. It was more of like noises, like animalistic weird noises that's happening in the house that has no animals in it but dogs, and they're not even barking.
Fuck
yeah.
It looks like we're hour and a half in.
Oh, you got plenty of content.
Oh yeah, I got so much, and I'm so happy about it. I might have a question for you after we get off.
Okay.
After I stop recording, but for the time being, do you want to give out your contact information, like your website, your Patreon, your social media. That way they can hear it, and then I'll get it from you and type it up and put it on the show notes.
Sweet. Yeah, I can do that.
Sweet.
Okay. So don't forget to check out Stone Cold G Divination on Instagram. I have a YouTube channel as well. It's under all of that's going to be under Stone Cold G Divination. So I have a YouTube channel, and I also have a Patreon. So it's patreon.com/StoneColdGDivination, where you can learn all kinds of stuff about spirits, spell workings, astrology. I have all kinds of stuff on Patreon. So don't forget to check that out as well. And if you're looking to get a tarot reading from your one and only favorite tarot reader, just shoot me a DM and I can get back to you as soon as I can.
Yo, she's fucking awesome. She's incredible. She's super, super accurate. And she'll tell you things that you have no fucking idea was actually going on. It's crazy. She's very truthful, very honest. I'm speaking from experience. She's read me before. I haven't read her before because her spirit guides don't like that very much, and neither does another friend of mine. Before we head off, I am so thankful to you, G, for being here. So thank you. Thank you for spending your Thursday night talking and chatting with me. We have to do this again. We absolutely have to, because this was
fucking great. I love it. Yes.
So I wanted to thank a couple of people who actually rated the podcast with 5 stars. I currently have 4 ratings right now. All 4 are 5 stars. So I wanted to thank those 4, but the 2 who actually left a comment under on Apple Podcasts, it was Hush Steven and Luke Baron 2013. You guys left some very, very sweet and kind comments. I really, really appreciate it. I'm currently 116 out of I don't know how many podcasts on Apple Podcasts. So, I mean, there could be 117 podcasts and I'm 116. I mean, I'm not last. You know, but you know, there could be 1,000 and I'm 116 out of the 1,000, you know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to thank everyone for that. You guys have really made this all worth it. And also, if you guys want to send in your sleep experiences, your nightmares, dreams, sleep paralysis, lucid dreaming, please do so. And you could do that at donpcast@gmail.com. you could also find me at donpodcast on Instagram. You can find my personal Instagram at TyLogan10. Yeah, so thank you guys so much for being here. G and I had a lot of fun.
Yes, I love it. You're welcome. This was fun. I loved it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so we'll definitely be seeing or hearing from G again. And as always, you guys, don't find yourself dreaming of nightmares. Bye, guys.